A pleasant good morning. These devotions are brought to you by the Anglican Diocese of the Bahamas and the Turks and Caicos Islands. I am Father Christopher Higgs of St. Peter and St. Anne Parish, located in North Abaco. Let us pray. Gracious Father, who called your servant Therese to a life of fervent prayer, give us the spirit of prayer and zeal for the ministry of the gospel, that the love of Christ may be known throughout all the world through the same Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen. Our scripture reading is from Ecclesiasticus chapter 2, verse 7 through 11. You who fear the Lord, wait for his mercy. Do not stray, or else you may fall. You who fear the Lord, trust in him, and your reward will not be lost. You who fear the Lord, hope for good things, for lasting joy and mercy. Consider the generations of old and see, has anyone trusted in the Lord and been disappointed? Or has anyone persevered in the fear of the Lord and been forsaken? Or has anyone called upon him and been neglected? For the Lord is compassionate and merciful. He forgives sins and saves in time of distress. The word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. Today, the Church remembers and celebrates the life and example of Saint Therese of Lisieux. Therese became a saint because of the way she responded wholeheartedly to God's love and the grace of the Holy Spirit within her. This saint of God entered the convent at the age of 15 and died at the age of 24. St. Therese was canonized in 1925. On October 19, 1997, Pope John Paul II proclaimed her a doctor of the Church. She is the 33rd and youngest doctor of the Church, being only the third woman to be recognized in light of her holiness and the influence of her teaching on spirituality. To be a doctor of the Church, a saint must be recognized by the Church as someone who has made a profound contribution to our understanding of God through their writings, study, or research. Her autobiography, The Story of a Soul, is her more prominent and profound contribution, being read and loved throughout the world. She embodied the power of prayer and as a result became a patron saint of missionaries, despite the fact that she never went on any. On the occasion of a centenary of her birth, Pope Paul VI wrote that St. Therese of Lisieux is the guide who leads us on the way of spiritual childhood. She is the teacher who instructs us in the science of love. She is the model who shows us how to live in conformity with the gospel. St. Therese has much to teach us about the image and the appearance of self. We live in an age where a lot of us have become dangerously self-conscious people. It is sometimes painful and or at other times embarrassing to witness the lengths and extremes some of us go to satisfy the need to be self-fulfilled and not getting close to doing so. Therese, like so many saints, sought to serve others, to do something outside herself, to forget herself in quiet acts of love. She is one of the greatest examples of the gospel paradox that we gain our life by losing it, and that the seed that falls to the ground must die in order to live. A theological group writes that being preoccupied with self separates us from God, from our fellow human beings, and ultimately from ourselves. We must relearn to forget ourselves, to contemplate a God who draws us out of ourselves, and to serve others as the ultimate expression of selfhood. These are the insights of St. Therese, and they are more valid today than ever. Amen. My brothers and sisters in Christ, may God give you grace to follow his saints in faith and truth and gentleness. Thank you for listening, and if possible, please share with a friend.